correct criterion for the reality of a pandemic saves the world. Consequently, assuming that a medical problem has a pandemic potential, although it lacks such, is not playing it safe. Such assumption has grave, deadly repercussions when embellished to look like a problem of the world, like a world crisis. That is why Fonin is in claiming a pandemic must not be taken more lightly than when a real pandemic is at play. It is as reprehensible as underestimating a real pandemic. Dumping on the world the fake idea of a pandemic is deadly, albeit for other reasons, not because of a direct viral threat, but as a malignant societal disturbance. Thus, the better the criterion to unequivocally judge the reality of a pandemic, the surer the saving of the world from the underhanded menace of a phony idea for a pandemic ambushing the world. Distinguishing between real and fake problem takes a very clear shape in some topics of science. Critique of physics fundamentals, specifically the ones presented in my four earlier books, is absolute. It is unequivocal and cannot be compared to any critique of or advocacy of inexact stuff, such as anti-COVID-19 vaccines, for instance. Yet, the closest to that absolute proof ravaging the inappropriately cozy mainstream of contemporary physics is the proof, subject of discussion herewith, concerning the fakeness of the COVID-19 pandemic. As said, the problems of physics are of much greater importance to the world than a pandemic, because they concern the quality of thinking of every human being in the world and conclusions drawn, the quintessential signifier of the human essence. Low-quality thinking and incorrect conclusions as a result of disordered science and physics in particular are a danger to the world, at the least because they also undermine correct understanding of pandemics, the topic of this book. That's why solving the dramatic problems of physics is what, in the long run, really saves the world.